The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hi, I'm Heather Watson, and this is Drop Shot.
I've arrived in Edgbaston, Birmingham for the Nature Valley Classic. This is a WTA Premier Level Women's Singles and Doubles Tournament which takes place at the beautiful Edgbaston Priory Club. This is a classy lineup as well, as the majority of the world's top players will appear here to begin their grass campaigns. I park my car and step out to be greeted by the sun. Alina Svitolina's press conference has just started, but the audio setup has stopped working, which is a concern for me. The room is the largest of the summer so far, and I can't get near enough to the player to record manually without getting in the way. Normally, I plug my recording equipment into the sound deck, and if I can't do that here, I'm going to get nothing from the press conferences. I manage to find the sound guy, and he starts working on the issue. This is a very nervy moment for me. But then there is sound. So nervy. Welcome to Birmingham.
I practice a little bit as well, so that's it haven't been easy for the past 3 months, I would say, mentally as well. So that's just happy to be on court playing and without the pain that I had previously.
So do you feel like you can sort of play your way back to 100%?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm going to play in Eastbourne and just get some matches. And hopefully I can play well. Just go from there. Take one match at a time. There is nothing, no rush for anything. I just want to be pain-free and be, happy in general.
Was there anything you feel like you could have done differently in the match today?
Definitely, I wish I could serve better. I think I played one really poor game in the third set on my serve, so that gave her the chance to dominate the third set. And I think I did few unforced errors, which gave her second break, and then it was really tough to come back. Just didn't happen for me today.
Do you feel like you gave Gasparian and too many opportunities to dictate points?
A little bit, and few of the important ones she went for it, and I played safe, so that's on grass, it's not acceptable, and I think gave her confidence to go for more. So I think this is what I have to work on and to be really aggressive for my next matches on grass.
How tough has it been mentally? Because obviously you've been used to sort of being pretty consistent in terms of winning matches at WTA events and slams.
Yeah, it's something new that I experience now. That's why, as I said, mentally it's not easy to come back and to lose a couple of times in the first round. That's what we're working on with my team. I have people who are supporting me, and to don't lose the confidence, that's the most important. And I don't think this match is sad that I lost, but I just happy to be have a chance to play this kind of tournament. So that's it.
How do you approach the grass season compared to the clay and hard court seasons in terms of expectations and yourself, what you aim to get out of it, what your expectations for yourself are?
Well, the expectations, I don't have any expectations. For me, it's just playing one tournament, one match at a time. I just want to win as many matches as I can if I don't, it's well, maybe not meant to be, but I try my best. I try to work really hard each day on the court, off the court, to be ready for each event and each match as a, you know, as a final, and don't really think too far ahead. As I said, the health is very important for me, and that's the priority now.
Given that you haven't played many matches recently, do you feel like you have to just accept that your form is going to take a while to come back?
Well, I don't think so much about it. Of course, it's obvious that I didn't play too many matches. Like, for example, before, like last year, I was playing lots, but it's about just be fresh mentally and physically. That's important for me, and I don't think about negative things, and that's, there's no point of focusing on them if you don't want them to happen. So try to find something positive.
It's always hard coming onto a new surface, and when you get a result like this, how much of a knockback is it? And is it actually something you then go and work harder, or do you take a few days off and relax? And how do you relax?
Yeah, of course, it's a little bit disappointing to lose the first match on different surface. It doesn't give you much confidence, but also I try to don't take away the confidence that I got for the, at least Roland Garros was not too bad. So it's important to be just to be ready for the next challenge, next match. To relax, I most of the time just spend time with my team and with my friends. Not so much of the active stuff, but just relaxing.
And do you listen to music at all? Do you have any sort of things that get you into a different space mentally?
Yeah, go for a walk. I spend time with friends in a different kind of stuff. I do boxing sometimes as well, as just to recharge and do something different, like not the fitness, but something like that, or like yoga, for example. That helps me to just to relax my mind.
Any more questions?
Well, it looks like two questions will be my lot in the press conferences here. That's good to know. I might have to sit further away so they can't take the mic from me so easily. At least I got something recorded. And next up to meet the press is Naomi Osaka, and it's the same old subject, getting used to grass and a lack of time on it.
Yeah, I've only practiced twice on grass because it was raining a lot. I guess I'm feeling as good as I can.
What is it about grass that particularly you find challenging?
It's just really different to everything that I've ever played on, because at least on clay, it's similar to green clay, which I kind of grew up playing, but grass, I've never, as a little kid, I've never played on grass, so.
But you had your best clay season, so are you hoping maybe you can have your best grass season?
Every year I want to improve on something, whether it's results-wise or just in playing in general. So definitely I want to go into each season trying to play as well as I can and better than the last year. So that's definitely a goal.
Do you enjoy the challenge of sort of trying to master something that maybe isn't that comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, for me, that's sort of what sports is, and athletics in general. I think we really enjoy the challenge and the fight. So,
At the French Open, you said that a weight had lifted off your shoulders, and you've been thinking a lot about the calendar slam. Do you feel less pressure now coming into the grass season because of that?
I can always say that I feel less pressure, but when it's time to actually play, maybe I will feel pressure. But for me, I'm kind of focusing on enjoying everything as it comes. I kind of realize that I have my own path to take. I'm not necessarily following anyone else. Like, I can try, but it won't exactly go like that. So yeah, I'm kind of just trying to have fun right now.
As you sort of don't feel particularly comfortable on grass, do you feel like you can take each match on grass as a learning experience and improve as you go?
For me, every match I play is a learning experience, of course, but it's funny, whenever I come to grass, I can only like, remember the last match I played, which is always Wimbledon. And last year I played against Kerber, and she kind of crushed me. So that's the thing that I remember the most. And I'm going to try to think about that match, of course, but think about everything that I did, like, sort of improve during the year.
Mentally, now that you've won Grand Slam since last summer, does that change the way that you are, or does it consolidate exactly the way you are mentally and how you approach tournaments?
I mean, I just feel like it gives me more belief in myself. Like, even when I'm down, I feel like I can pick myself back up. And other than that, I don't necessarily think my mindset has changed that much.
And also, how do you cope with the rain that we have over here, especially when you need to get practice? We've had quite a lot of it in the last couple of weeks. Mm. Is that also hard to keep finding ways to play if you have to keep going indoors? How does that affect you in your time and practice?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely challenging, but I have to think that everyone else here sort of has to go through it, and I can't be the only one complaining, and it's not necessarily my character anyway, so, yeah. It just means everyone spends more time together in the players' lounge.
Is that a good thing?
It gets busy.
So how did life look like after you left Paris? Did you get a chance to go home, see the dog?
Yeah, I mean, I went home and then I sort of just chilled for a week.
How long do you like to take off before you go back into practice? Do you sort of feel twitchy after about a week, or could you just not practice forever?
Actually, that week was the first time I took a complete week off. And honestly, I haven't felt like I've rested ever. Like, I've never took a vacation. So that was sort of my mini vacation in a way, and it was kind of refreshing because I felt like since US Open, like, things have been going so fast, so, like, I felt like I really needed a break, and I think it was good for me.
So, sorry to bring it back to the grass, but you were saying that when you arrive on grass, your last memory is of the last match you played on grass, which you mentioned was a heavy defeat to Kerber at Wimbledon. Is that difficult when you come back to a surface and your last memory of the last match you played on that surface is not necessarily a good one?
No, I mean, for me it's better because I can think about all the things I should improve, as opposed to, like, winning. And I know I don't do that often, so I don't have to deal with that, but yeah, I mean, for me, if I think about things that I've done wrong as opposed to things that I've done right, it's a bit easier to, like, what's it called? Point out.
You've spoken about how music is important to you during a tournament. So I'm wondering what's the latest songs in your playlist?
I have this playlist that I call Sad. Like, it's titled Sad, but it's not necessarily sad. It just helps me go to sleep. So I've been listening to that a lot, but
what's on it?
There's this guy named Joji. He's like half Japanese, half American, I think. He has a lot of, like, good sleepy songs.
Any more questions in English? Japanese?
Osaka is thoughtful, and within the shyness there seems to be a deep thinker. Her answers are measured but often insightful as to how she thinks and deals with things. She comes across as laid back but focused. I've just been told that I can chat to rising star of the women's game, 18-year-old Polish player Iga Świątek. She's a Grand Slam singles and doubles junior champion who's taking her first steps on the WTA Tour itself and has just had a wonderful run at the French Open, getting into the fourth round. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I don't remember. some eggs and probably something sweet because my coaches weren't there, so I could eat sweets.
Okay, it's really interesting because tennis players always have a thought about breakfast because it's an important part of the day. So thank you for describing it, because it is an important part of your day, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Usually when I eat breakfast the first day of the tournament, I have to eat the same breakfast every day. But yeah, I hope I'm not going to be like that for the rest of my life.
Having won things as a junior, what's it been like the last few weeks? I mean, what was it like having won the French Open doubles with Katie McNally, then suddenly in the Open itself, and you have that great run? How do you deal with that, and how did you feel?
Actually, whole 2018 year was really great for me. I came back from the long injury, so I'm really happy that I made it and I played great tennis. Our goal was to win a Grand Slam, and actually we thought I'm going to maybe it's more possible to do it on Roland Garros, but so Wimbledon was kind of a surprise. But I'm really happy that I have these titles, and yeah, I hope in pro I can do as best.
And what was it like, the French Open this year for you, because you got through to the fourth round?
Yes, it's true. It was amazing. That was also surprising for me, because I won with Wang with a really good score, and every match gave me some experience, even the quick ones, and even the last one with Simona where I won only one game. So that was a great experience, and I learned a lot.
I mean, that must be the bonus for you, is that no matter what happens, you can't really lose, even if you lose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you lose, you get more experience, so that's not a loss. You just have to look at it that way.
Do you think we're in an interesting phase for the women's game, that everybody can beat everybody, but there's also a group of younger players like yourself coming through?
Yeah, I mean, that's great, because new blood is always good for anything, so I'm just happy I'm part of it, and I hope I'm going to stay.
It's interesting. I saw Katie McNally at Surbiton and had a chat with her, and I'd never realised that you'd been doubles partners. What's it been like having been juniors together and playing together, and now you're both out on the pro circuit?
It's really great. That was a coincidence that we played doubles on Roland Garros, and it was a great coincidence. So because her partner withdrew out in the last moment, and I didn't even want to play doubles. So, but when I saw Katie texted me, I was like, "Wow, she's the best doubles junior player." So, obviously, I'm gonna play with her. But yeah, it's really cool, and it's really great that she's on the tour also. It's really nice to have young players.
And she's been here as well. She's gone out in the qualifiers. But have you spent much time with her? And do you spend much time with the younger players that you've grown up and played alongside?
Yeah, I mean, I have a few best friends. One of them is Kaya Uvan. She's in Mallorca right now. But, yeah, I mean, we were chatting with Katie.
What's it like for you? Because also you've won Junior Wimbledon. So you have this, what people, a lot of players talk about, the difficult period of going from clay to grass, and you've been successful on both. Is that just a coincidence? Do you like both of them? Is that unusual?
I can't say I like grass, because I only played like a few weeks on grass, so it's hard for me to say. But I love clay. It's always going to be my favorite surface, I guess. But last year's Wimbledon was kind of a surprise, and I still don't know if grass is my surface. But right now I won three matches, with playing only 3 days on grass at home. So it's going really well, and I hope it's going to be better. It's really hard to get used to that, because going from the slowest surface to the fastest is hard.
And what are your aims for the summer period? Do you have any goals or ambitions, or just live in the present?
Just live in the present. Actually, I didn't have any goals for this year. I just wanted to see the WTA Tour and pro Grand Slams, and just get used to playing with good players and handle the pressure. But I didn't have any goals, like, I don't know, fourth round or something like that. I just wanted to play in main draw of every Grand Slam, and yeah, that was possible for me. So I didn't have any like high level goals.
And how are you finding being on the WTA tour? Is it exciting? Is it a completely different world?
It's really exciting. At first it was different. Right now I kind of got used to that, but it's amazing that the people who are taking care of everything for us and are really helpful. So it's much different than ITFs. We have more responsibilities, but that's also cool because I feel like tennis is my job and I'm proud of that. So it's really nice, and the whole association is really cool.
So when do you get time to relax? Do you listen to music a lot? Do you have favorite music, bands, whatever? What's your tip to listen to?
I could talk about that for 1 week. So I listen to music, and I love rock, but also old music. I mean, not that old, but old. And that's my favorite thing besides tennis. And I don't have much time to relax, but usually when I relax, it's something with music. So yeah.
Okay, so what was the last thing you listened to?
Pink Floyd.
Which one?
Since Roland Garros, actually, I have a mood for Shine On You Crazy Diamond, and I'm listening to that all over again. So, yeah.
That's interesting, because that's a record I grew up with as a kid. Everybody's big brother listened to it, so it's quite interesting to see this music coming around again. Does that that era of music interest you then?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like music this time, so yeah, it's much more interesting, and Pink Floyd is one of the greatest bands, so I love it.
Okay, well, thank you ever so much for talking to me. All I can say is, yes, Shine On You Crazy Diamond, keep going at it, you know.
Oh, come on.
Pink Floyd, you can come up with all sorts of things.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Okay, and yeah, good luck for the rest of the week.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Heather Watson is combative and honest about how she was affected by line calls today. Also, she reflected on how she had such a bad start to the year.
Heather, a tough one to come out of. What was it? There seemed to be a lot of things frustrating you out there today. Can you just talk a little bit about how it went for you?
Yeah, I was in a bad mood today. A lot of things were getting to me. I actually didn't sleep great last night, so I think that's why I was in a bad mood. Just sort of overthinking the match, and I just really wanted to win today. And maybe I wanted to win too badly, and so I didn't keep my focus.
You obviously weren't happy with the umpire not shaking hand at the end. I mean, was it just the line calls, or what was particularly upsetting you?
Yeah, I just thought there were so many bad line calls, and I trust that I'm not going to complain like that unless I'm certain, and I just felt like it was too many on my end. And she's sat right on the line, and I really, yeah, I just thought that was really annoying. And in my last two matches that I've played, I've gotten broken and lost a set purely on a bad line call. So I think that affected me coming into today, and I just thought there were just way too many.
And how are you sort of feeling about tennis at the moment? Because I know at the start of the year you were pretty low, but it seems like maybe you're in a better headspace at the moment generally.
Yeah, the beginning of the year was really bad for me. I was really upset when I came off the court today because I felt like I was the better player most of that match. But my coach just put it into perspective for me, thinking back to some of the tournaments we were at earlier on, Indian Wells, Miami, where I literally could barely put balls in the court. So when he said that, it actually kind of made me laugh. And, you know, I was really happy with my level today. There wasn't much in it at all, and I thought it was a really high quality match. So I'm feeling like my game is there, and yeah, it should come together.
What's been the kind of key to turning it around and feeling better?
I think dropping down a level and playing the ITFs in Japan, literally as soon as I won one match, I won the tournament. And it just needed to be that one match, and it just gave me confidence. And I've done that a few times now in my career, just dropped down to ITF level. which is still really tough. But, yeah, for me it was just literally getting one match win in.
Even though you lost today, how encouraged are you that you sort of seem to be back playing the way you want to play, back towards the level you know you can produce?
Yeah, I thought I did a lot well today on the court. I thought, particularly at the net, I won almost all the points where I came to the net. Served well. Yeah, I mean, my chances were small, but she played very well, and I am happy with my level. So I've never really done well here in Birmingham in the past. Don't know why, because I feel like I play well. But going into Eastbourne next week, I feel very positive.
Do you feel like you've had a few tough draws here?
I mean, I think every draw here in this tournament, because it's such a high level, is tough, and especially on this surface. You can get away with just hitting those first shots really big, and yeah, I wouldn't say I've had really tough draws.
And does it give you an extra boost being back on grass?
Yeah, absolutely. I love grass. It's my favourite surface. I feel like it really complements my game well. And I think that's what's frustrating for me, because I really want to make the most of the grass court season because it's so short, and there's only two more tournaments left.
I mean, not to focus too much on the losing run you had, but I mean, how tough was that to sort of go from week to week just trying to get a win?
I don't mind focusing on it because we're not in it anymore. But yeah, it was like, it was really depressing. I thought, you know what? I was trying my best to stay positive, and I thought, this is going to be the week. Like, this is it. I'm going to win a match. Nope. And it just was going on for months. And yeah, it just came to a point that I'm thinking, why am I even trying every day? Why am I going to these tournaments? And then when I went to Japan, I lost first round there. And I actually played really well in that match. But the girl, you know, had nothing to lose, played a really good match. And I just, yeah, it was really tough times. But I'm proud of myself for sticking with it and getting out of it now, because right now I really can't complain. I'm happy in life, on the court, off the court, and happy with my game.
How do you deal with the pressure of playing at home? Because I can imagine it's notched up a level in other here rather than anywhere else you played around the world.
I really don't feel much pressure when I play at home. When I think of playing at home, I'm just really excited, really happy to be playing on grass at these tournaments, not having to fly anywhere, home crowd support. I really don't look at it as pressure. It's just more of an excitement. But maybe today I did. That's maybe I just put too much pressure on myself. But I don't really find a lot of pressure from external sources.
On that, do you feel like playing in front of a home crowd often brings the best out of you?
Yeah, I do think so. I don't know whether it's because it's the surface, whether it's because I'm at home and I'm happy, or what it is, but I always feel like this time of year I do play some of my best tennis, and I think that showed in my results in previous years in Wimbledon and Eastbourne. Unfortunately not here yet, but maybe next year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's enlightening to hear a player talk about losing and the mentality needed to turn things around, particularly when she talked about not being able to buy a win and getting herself out of a slump in form earlier in the year by dropping down to play ITF tournaments. Sometimes it's good to sit back and listen to a press conference and take it all in. British number one, Jo Konta, is the final presser of the day, and my first encounter with her this summer.
Hello.
That seemed very smooth for a first match on the grass. How was it for you?
I think I'm obviously pleased with my performance in general. I thought it was a consistent performance throughout the match, and nothing about it was easy, that's for sure. But I definitely was pleased with, even when there were some tight moments in certain games or certain points, I thought I just enjoyed myself being out there, being on the grass, and just thought I just competed. Yeah.
Joe, that looked a strong performance out there today. Does that give you more optimism ahead of this grass court season than perhaps other years, particularly on the back of, you know, doing so well in France?
I mean, no single match guarantees anything, that's for sure. But I really enjoyed being on the grass, playing the match I played today. I had a very tough opponent out there, and I had to really make sure that I didn't have too many dips in my level, because she was always going to be right there. So overall, I'm definitely pleased with the level that I played, and can only look forward to the next match that I have.
It must be pleasing how quickly you adapted to grass as well, having had a limited grass court build-up.
I mean, I wouldn't say like I'm fully adapted by any means, but I think that will come with time and come with matches. But it's definitely a step in the right direction. It was nice to get some court time on the grass, because even the girls that maybe have had more time maybe haven't played as much on the grass just because the weather hasn't been too kind. So I think just the fact to be able to play on the grass and play a match, just really happy with that.
Joe, how did last week look for you? A well-earned break after the French Open. What did you do? How long did it take you to get back into practice?
I took about 4 days off. I started training again on the Wednesday, I think. It was the Wednesday or Thursday. It's always a good problem to have a quick turnaround. So I think I look at it from that perspective more than anything. I enjoyed those few days off. I got to see my dog, who I hadn't seen before, till before Madrid, actually. So I hadn't seen him in a little while. Just enjoying that, enjoying being home, doing washing, things like that.
You just mentioned your dog. Is he here with you this week?
No, he isn't yet. Hopefully he'll come up at some point during the week, though.
Have you made any more cakes as well? Because we all know that you really like baking.
I actually made a chocolate cake a couple days ago, because my fitness trainer came in to spend 2 days with us at the NTC, and she loves chocolate cake, so I made her a chocolate cake.
If you win your next round, will you treat us press folk to a slice?
Probably not, because I don't have my kitchen here, so...
Sorry to return to tennis, but can I just ask, were you particularly pleased with your use of the drop shot today? Because it seemed to be absolutely on point, your decision-making of when to use it. I think you won pretty much every point behind it.
I think it, more than anything, I was just keen to just play the game out here. It's slightly different than the clay, obviously, and the grass asks different things of you. There's a lot more points, which can be a little bit out of your control because it's a much faster surface, and sometimes you're just surviving in the point. But I was happy that I was able to just find a way to keep playing, to keep trying to ask questions of my opponent.
So much happened in Paris, you know, so many great wins, a dramatic defeat, which is all tournaments got to end somewhere. But so when you come out of that, is there a digesting process that you go through? I mean, how does it? Because it's more dramatic than many tournaments, probably.
I think because it's also longer. It's a longer period to be in an event, so in that sense, it can be a little bit more draining emotionally, not necessarily as much physically, because you have a bit more time to rest. So obviously, there's going to be a bit of a drop off after, and I was quite tired last week, and just catching up on just rest and then sleep, really. I think that's normal more than anything.
Do you sort of find you're replaying things in your head, or do you pretty much kind of just don't even remember what sort of happens in the tournament before?
I don't think I've really spent any time replaying anything about the last match or really any of the other matches. I didn't spend too much time thinking about what ifs or things like that. I thought I did a good job at digesting the good things that I did and learning from the things that I want to do more of or differently next time. And more than anything, I think I came away just really looking forward to keep going and keep enjoying playing the tennis that I'm playing.
And with Bono, your blue Dachshund.
Yes.
obviously you have so much fun with him having your own account and just messing around with him in the kitchen, but I think I was reading Andy Murray talk about when he loses psychologically how important it is to actually have his dogs with him. So do you find similarly with the psychological weight of especially one-on-ones, just having a pet who's literally got no idea what's going on with you?
I mean, I think it's, helps a lot. Yeah, no, I think with a dog, with just a pet in general, I think they bring a lot of perspective to your life, because, I mean, there's only space for really one emotion, and that's usually you want to make them happy. So, yeah, I mean, regardless of how you do, when you go home, they're just so excited to see you that, I mean, it's, I actually took him to practice on Saturday, he went on the grass and he was just running laps, but honestly the happiest dog you've ever seen. I mean, just full sprinting, chasing balls, and I mean, it just automatically puts you in a really good mood. It's hard not to be happy when you see a dog being happy.
Yeah. And Greg James, before he did his first Radio 1 Breakfast Show, I think he said he was getting too big for his head, but then had to clean some dog mess off his kitchen floor. Yeah. So I guess
I mean, good thing Bono's been house trained for a little while, so we haven't had to do that. But it can happen still, who knows?
Joe, I mean, you talk a lot about staying in the moment. I'm curious if you allow yourself to dream and to think about what you can do, or can that be too dangerous, you know, when you're in competition?
Oh, no, for sure. I definitely think about lifting the big trophies, and I dream about winning slams or making it. Yeah, no, I think about that all the time. It's a part of it. It's just when you're in the competition, it's your energy, or for me personally, my energy is best used in just taking care of the things that are going to make me happy and make me prepared to compete the best that I can in that moment. But of course, no, I think, I mean, I started playing when I was a little girl because I dreamt of being number one in the world and winning Grand Slams, and that's still why I play.
Do you think that the success of the Fed Cup has actually highlighted the fact that we've got a lot of very decent up-and-coming young players in this country, and how rosy does the future look for women's tennis at this moment in time?
I think we've always had women at the top of the sport in tennis, to be fair. I think it's now that there's more conversation around it, I think there's more attention being brought to it, and I think people are more enthusiastic and open to getting behind it. But even when I was young, I mean, we still had Annie Kyothavong, we had Elena Baltasha, even Mel South, Katie O'Brien. I mean, these women were in the top 100, top 50. I mean, that's a pretty impressive impressive achievement. So we've always, well, as long as I've been here, I've always had women to see at the Grand Slam level at that stage. So I think it's just more of a topic of conversation now, so it's nice to see the girls who are coming through getting more credit and more support on their journey.
My journey now takes me back to my hotel in the centre of town, and I'm feeling chuffed that we had a proper summer's day with sun and everything. Roll on tomorrow. À demain. You've been listening to Dropshot, a narrative podcast series written and produced by me, Kerry Levy. Gary Hayes was my co-producer on the series, and when he could be bothered to turn up, also travelled across the UK to record it with me. Taylor Hayes is Dropshot's sound engineer, while Leon Raczynski-Gorman ably assisted on several episodes. Our podcast artwork is by Matt Alabaster, and Jimmy Goodwin composed our music. If you would like to hear more about the series, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at This Is Dropshot. This has been an original production from Highway 61 and Kerry Levy.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.